We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. T-Mobile.com.
Talk about the indictments that came down on Friday from the Mueller investigation about those 12 Soviet foreign agents, intelligence agents, that hacked into the Democratic website, Hillary Clinton's website, et cetera, release the email, so forth. Bill Cassidy, U.S. Senator, joins us right now. We'll ask him about that, as well as a family leave consideration he's working on. And I believe the key to that's going to be bipartisan support, at least according to Ivanka Trump. Good morning, sir.
Hey, Tommy, how are you, man?
I'm well. You?
I am fantastic.
Good. Tell me about, before we get started, your reaction to the Mueller indictments, president's meeting with Putin, et cetera.
Well, let's work backwards. People don't want the president to talk to Putin. The fact is that they've got lots of nuclear weapons, that between the two of us, we could destroy the world many times over. There are several points in which we have tension between our two countries and some places where we have cooperation. All that means we should be talking. Now, clearly, Putin's he's a terrible person. He's willing to run Russia into the ground for his own agenda. But still, when you talk about everything I just listed, there are people with whom we should be having dialogue.
Well, and it's certainly not like a Libya or Iraq where you're going to go in there and depose him.
No, not at all. They can either make things a lot better in Syria, or they can make things a lot worse. They don't like Iran historically, but they've been cooperating with Iran and Syria. We can help change that. The Israelis have actually worked with Russia to push back Iran a little bit. So we have to recognize that you don't always pick your dance card, but you dance with who's there.
Yeah, I never could get to dance with anybody, but I understand what you're saying. Tell me about paid family leave.
Yeah, Ivanka Trump, very concerned about working families. And if you look, folks who make about $30,000 and above per year typically get paid maternal leave through their workplace. So a nurse in a hospital, if she gets pregnant, typically she gets paid maternal leave. That's good for her. She can take time off, raise her child, get that attachment, but then come back and not have to start over when it comes to seniority.
Mm-hmm.
If you're $30,000 and below, statistics show that you typically don't get that paid maternal leave. The folks who can least afford it, but you want them climbing the economic ladder as well, so you don't want them restarting or else not bonding with their child. The question is, can you create something that provides folks who are, you know, more working family income paid maternal leave, and if you can, how do you do it?
This would apply to fathers as well, just mothers, either, both?
So far, it's just paid maternal leave, and partly it's price tag. The left wants to give paid family leave, in which people could take, no matter what your income, you're making $1 million a year, the federal government would help support your paid family leave, and that would cost about $100 billion.
Mm.
If you do paid maternal leave, it costs about $5 billion. Now, obviously, one is a lot more affordable than the other. And as I mentioned before, above a certain income level, businesses typically provide paid family leave, not just maternal, but family.
Mm-hmm.
So we're trying to get something which the federal government is not just taking over the responsibility that business has already taken on, but also you just got to pay for it. So Ivanka understands that. We can't do anything unless it's paid for, and so therefore it has to be focused and it has to be where it's needed, not just where it takes the place of business doing what they're already doing.
Yeah, you're talking about 8 weeks or 12 weeks?
Well, that would depend. Folks talk about 12. I gather that that is apparently ideal for a mother and her child to bond and for the mother to heal. Think about it. If a woman gets a C-section, she needs a little bit of time off to get over the C-section as well as delivery.
Especially, traditional delivery. Yeah, considering it lets you stay in a hospital for about 3 hours now, I think it is. In terms of,
but sometimes
it's true. It's terrible.
Yeah.
So in terms of, we have to talk to the Russians. Republicans got to talk to the Democrats as far as this goes, and is there much of a chance of a compromise? Ivanka herself said this has to be a bipartisan effort.
It would be, and part of it is how do you pay for it? Now, I think we got to bring it into a bigger discussion of how do we keep Social Security going. Right now, because of baby boomers, 10,000 baby boomers a day become eligible for Social Security. And the trust fund will be going bankrupt in my lifetime, your lifetime, mm-hmm. which means that we've got to come up with a way to preserve benefits for those who are on it and to strengthen it so there's benefits for those who will be. Now, if we're going to do something like paid family leave, or paid maternal leave, then now's the time for that bigger discussion. How do we take care of all these issues so that those folks who've paid into social get their benefits as they've been promised? And so if we can do that as part of a bigger discussion, and frankly, one more thing, there's something that affects Louisiana called WEP. If you're a state worker, you understand exactly what I'm talking about, which markedly decreases the benefits of somebody who has worked for the state of Louisiana from Social Security. And so maybe we can correct that, too. So I'm trying to think big so that we can solve the smaller problem, but maybe some of the bigger problems, too.
Next step?
Next step is to build consensus, to speak to folks on both sides of the aisle. How can we come to common ground between folks who want a $100 billion program and those who want a $5 billion? If we can build that consensus, then we can move forward.
Thank you, sir. I appreciate your time.
Thanks, Tommy.
Have a good day, Senator Bill Cassidy. We'll talk about family leave as well.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.